Hey Ben, it's 2 o'clock. Based on seeing who's on here, can you tell if we have a quorum?
I think we do. I see Dan and I see Chris Ward. I can't ever remember if Jim is the alternate for the South or not.
Yeah, Jim's the alternate.
Okay.
Yeah, Ben, you need me to do a quick roll call?
I think we've got a quorum, Joe, so I think we're good to get started.
Okay.
All right.
Well, your recorder is on. You can start the meeting at will.
All right. Well, I appreciate everybody jumping on today for a quick meeting. So just to give you some background, kind of what drove this, I got a call from Daryl last week that we'd been working on the brush trucks, and based on some of our previous discussions, and I know Bud's put a lot of time and effort into it, and it looks like some of the pricing that we're getting right now is higher than what we budgeted. So, Bud, do you want to just walk through some of the things that you've looked into since our last meeting and kind of give us some of those details?
Sure. Looked at several different options. I did go to Knapheide about a body to put our turnout gear on, or in, I should say, and worked with CET as far as making sure the slide in would work with a body, and it will. Actually, Chief Chris Ward and myself went to Fayetteville and looked at one at Fayetteville Fire Department. They're very pleased with it. However, when I got back and started running the numbers, and I ran it several different ways. I used a crew cab, I used an extended cab, I used gasoline engines, and I used diesel engines, all with a Knapheide body. And originally, it came back about $7,000 over. We have a budget of $96,410. I went back to Travis at Fire Connections and we took some things off that we could, and I've got that to share with y'all if I need to. But I know we took off the fog lights and some other minor stuff, some lights that we felt we could do without. And taking that stuff off, we're still the closest we got was about $2,500, and that's with a gasoline engine and an extended cab with the body. That being said, I went back and took off the Knapheide body and went just like we did normally with a super cab, 4x4, single rear wheel. We're at $89,558 for a super cab and $90,851 with a crew cab. Now, those are both gasoline engines. If we add the diesel engine, we are over budget.
Okay. So it
And
sounds
being
like,
really the
go ahead.
being the really the only thing that I added as far as fire connections was last year after talking with him, he was really big on the weight that those trucks carry having airbag suspension. This does include the airbag suspension.
Okay. All right, so and with everybody kind of hearing, where we're at as far as the truck setup, kind of the costs that we're faced with. Bud, can you share just what that Knapheide body was going to cost? Do you know?
Sure. Yeah, originally it was going to cost about $15,000. And then when we decided that the director offered did not want to go with a dually, he thought that was too close to a mini pumper, so we dropped it back down. And the Knapheide body is $11,238. which is reasonable. I mean, I think that's a great price. The only thing is it does push us over our budgeted amount.
Yeah. Is that, I guess that's state contract pricing?
As far as the cab, yes. Now, MAPIDE, you know, they quoted us directly. That was not a state contract, to my knowledge.
Okay.
Hey, Bud, what's the truck itself coming in at now?
Well, now, if we were getting the MAPIDE body, we were just getting a chassis.
Yeah.
And they're $32,000 for a crew cab and $31,300 for an extended cab. And if we go without the body and we get a pickup truck, we're looking for a super cab about $30,600 and a crew cab about $31,900.
And if you add the diesel in that, you add another, what, 75 or 8 grand?
9,800, 9,865.
Hey Bud, this is Donnie Lawrence. Is that the Fords? Is that what you're saying? The Super Cab Fords, or I guess
yes.
The price Ford Chevy or Dodge?
I just priced Ford until, you know, for now, until we got numbers. They're all within that same ballpark.
Be compatible, right? Probably yes. Compatible, right? Right. Yeah.
All right.
So I think what we need to determine here is what the pleasure of the committee is. Given the budget that we have, are we comfortable giving Bud direction to move forward with the pickup truck bed for this year's trucks, and then try to do some more planning for the next purchase?
Hey Ben, this is Jim in Fuquay. I want to go back on record saying basically what I said last time, that the truck that we have, which is the pickup bed body with the sliding unit, has been fantastic. It has worked phenomenal for our organization. The truck has held up well. The spec that you basically put together has been great. So I think I said this the last time, that it doesn't have the most storage, but we've made it work, and it is a very, very functional unit. So I don't know that we need to, if we decide to go this route, that we need to look at it that we're accepting something that's subpar, because this is a great unit that we use a lot, and it has worked great for us. So I don't think we need to look at it as that this is a, we're accepting something of lower standard if we decide to go this route.
I agree 100%. There's nothing wrong with this spec whatsoever.
Absolutely.
What was the cost of the one that Fuquay and the one like Wendell has?
It was right. I mean, back then it was right at about $85,000.
Would that unit in today's, with the inflation markups or whatever, would that same unit get us within the budget?
Yeah, it's roughly for a super cab, $89,500, and for a crew cab, $90,800. We're under budget with both of those.
That's with the gas motor, though, right?
That is with the gas motor.
Do y'all know if anybody's having problems with longevity with the gas motor versus the diesel?
Just speaking from Fuquay, we're not. We love it.
But do you know if Ford is putting the larger gas motor in these? Are they putting the 7.3 liter gas in these trucks?
Let me look real quick, Ben. I think that was definitely an option. And if I remember correctly, I went with the larger motor.
Chris, to answer your question from our side and Wendell, I don't know that we've had any motor issues with our truck. I know it's got the 6.2 liter gas, so I haven't heard of any issues.
Okay.
Ben, do you remember what the price of the skid unit is?
$17,000.
Yeah, sounds good.
Hey, Bud, this is Jim again. I know you were throwing a whole lot of numbers around a while ago. If we go back with the same spec from the last trucks that were ordered, are we going to be within the budget range that we need to be?
Yes, sir. And if you want the 7.3-liter engine, even if we add in the $1,600 for that, we're still within budget.
This is just me speaking, but I think that we should go with the larger motor and go with the regular pickup truck bed so we can keep these units within the budget that we have. I know we're still looking at a pretty long lead time just to order the trucks. So,
you're right, Ben. They're not even telling me an estimated time of getting the truck. It's easier to get the skid unit out of Canada than it is to get the pickup truck.
Yeah, it's all based on the chip shortages. So if everybody is in agreement, I'd just like to propose that I don't know that we need to vote on it, but I would just like to propose that we move forward with Bud's proposal to drop it back to a pickup truck bed, crew cab, with the 7.3-liter gas motor and the same upfit kind of specs as we've done with Fire Connections in the past, if everybody would be agreeable to that.
Ben, this is Jim in the South, and I totally agree with you.
So if we, is would the diesel put us out of budget? I'm just asking.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, you know, I mean, I guess we could, and I don't even know if I should say this or not, Ben, but I guess we could go back to Fire Connections and cut some things out, but, you know, to cut out enough to put that within budget, I think you might be cutting your nose off to spite your face.
No, I wouldn't want to do that.
Right. All right. I'll just restate, you know, are we good moving forward, I guess, with the crew cab pickup truck, same upfit specs? We will, Bud, as long as if you say we're going to stay in budget, we'll put the larger gas motor in there. And
Hey, Ben and Bud, just a quick question. If we go with that, I know you said we were close on weight with the other motor. If we increase to the bigger motor, are we going to still be okay weight-wise that we maybe need to look at doing something else? I think you mentioned about airbag suspension or something, Bud.
They really like the airbag suspension. It's a more comfortable ride. Granted, it's a brush truck. We're not riding in a Cadillac. But based on what I've studied and what I've read, we will well be within the weight limit. But the airbags will, I think, would make everything we have equipment-wise last longer. I think we'd still be within the weight limit if we went with the larger motor.
So then are you saying if we go with the larger motor and the airbag suspension, we're still going to be within the budgeted amount?
Yes.
Well, then I think it's a no-brainer.
What was the budgeted amount again? 96,000 what?
What was our budgeted amount? Let me get back there. Is 94,410. And if we go, yeah, we should still be well within budget. I mean, even if you look for the crew cab, you're right now at 90,851. Another 1,600 for the larger motor, you're at, you know, 92,400. So we're good.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Dan, anything from the West region? Any concerns there? Just, I know you're.
No, I don't think so. I think we support it.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Hey, Ben, who was getting these again? Hopkins, and who was the other one?
Wendell.
Wendell, okay.
With that, can I get just a quick, I guess, vote of approval from all the regions that are represented? I know Jim's in favor. Dan sounds like he's good. Chris, you know, given the circumstances that we have, are you comfortable that this is something that Hopkins can move forward with?
Yes, sir.
All right. Sounds good. Bud, sounds like you got approval from majority of regions to move forward.
Okay.
Is there anything else we need to cover today?
Just a quick update. We're going October the 10th. We fly out to Wisconsin for finals on Fairview's truck, and Swift Creek will fly up that Tuesday or Wednesday and do their final, and they should be returning here shortly after that with their new engines.
All right. Dan, somebody wrote Swift Creek across the front bumper of y'all's engine up there.
Yeah, I think they used a high dollar machine to do it also.
No, I've just been looking at pictures and stuff. So
they also put the wrong bumper on the rear of it. We've already got a laundry list of things for them at final.
All right. One interesting thing that I did want to bring up, just that I saw on y'all's engine, was the integral intake. Is that what that is? Is that part of the water pump setup that you've got?
Are you talking about on the front or the rear?
It looks like you guys have some kind of hand crank indicator valve on the pump panel. And I don't know if that's an integral intake or what that is. Or if that's just y'all put a water hand crank valve, indicator valve on something. I'm just curious. That's all.
Oh, no, that was the main inlet valve.
Okay.
Since we were doing away with electronic valves as much as possible.
Yeah. All right. Well, I appreciate it, Bud. Thanks, everybody. Appreciate your time.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Bud.
Thank you.
Thank you. Take
you
care.
See you later.
Thanks. Thank you.